Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting second, the shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third, the first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh, the DH, Gerald Perry. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second, the third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth, the DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth, the center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pecota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell strikes out. There goes Phillips. The throw from McFarlane to second, and Phillips is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Heath reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Bergman moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bergman scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stillwell bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fielder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Farr now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets takes first base on ball four. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Lemon reaches second base with a double. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shelby bunts towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath is hit by the pitch. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker strikes out. There goes Heath. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Frank White. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.